Okay, well then, how can two men who want to get married, how can two women who want to get married somehow affect you? See, I'm getting all emotional already.
Yeah, yeah. So this is a problem in the States, it seems, right? In America, it doesn't seem to be a problem in Canada. Why do you get worked up about an American problem?
That's kind of like saying Americans shouldn't have been worried about Jews being killed by Nazis because they weren't American Jews. I hate to like throw down a super hard example like that, but when you see injustice, when you see something wrong, mm-hmm. I know that my voice, I don't vote in America, I'm not mm-hmm. American, I don't pay taxes, mm-hmm. but at least I'm adding my voice to the point that I completely disagree with this as a Canadian looking across the border at
you
Americans.
Okay, so how are gays in America disadvantaged?
Disadvantaged?
Yes. In some states, they don't have the legal right to marry.
That's right.
So what is the disadvantage of that?
The disadvantage? Well, depending... Okay, just one example. Health insurance mm-hmm. or life insurance.
Yeah.
If you're not allowed to marry, mm-hmm. and let's say you got a lifetime partner, and you're both in your 50s, or let's say 60s. You're both starting to get a little bit older.
Yeah.
And one of you dies, the other person does not necessarily have a very easy recourse to get the two people's shared property in his name. Without a marriage, that the one, let's say two men, okay? Adam and Steve, as the anti-gay lobby likes to talk about Adam and Steve. Let's say Steve dies. Adam is just another guy. He's just a buddy.
Yeah.
He has no legal recourse to his partner's, mm-hmm. Steve's, mm-hmm. property or information. He probably, mm-hmm. in some cases, according to hospital rules, wouldn't even be allowed near Steve's deathbed, mm-hmm. because, family-only rule. Hmm. Without a marriage contract, none of that applies.
When you put it like that, it seems pretty unfair, doesn't it?
Terribly unfair. Mm-hmm.